If I had to give up one sense, it would probably be smell.
First, it would be
I would give
taste.
up smell because I already can't smell that much.
Then I would lose smell. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying that.
I do have a friend who, his whole life, he's had no sense of smell and therefore no sense of taste. And everything that he eats is a texture thing. Like, he really likes pineapples because of the way that they feel in his mouth. But then I wouldn't be that mad about losing it because then you go to a city like New York and you walk onto a train and it smells like shit. Like, literal human feces.
And then the next to go would be
I'm a much
speech.
better observer than anything
Next, I'd
else.
lose sight.
Because of those that remain, that is the least precious.
I don't think I could give up sight.
I would be very sad if I couldn't see my grandson or my kids or the flowers. I saw a blind man this morning. He was in the elevator. He was lost. He was lost, but he smiled to me. If I was blind, I wouldn't be able to see that smile.
Well, I'm realizing now that I really would not want to give up any of my senses.
And the one I would never, ever give up, and I'm terrified of losing when I get older, is my hearing, because that would mean I would never really get to hear music again.
It's an invisible structure that really makes me feel whole, and the rhythm and just melodies really are so beautiful that art that you can't see, how beautiful is that, you know? Yeah, and I'm just thinking that it would be such a weird space if the only thing I had was hearing. It's like you have this black void. But, you know, a black void knowing that I'm connected to people, I guess. Like a floating ghost bobbing around.
And the last one would have to be
The sense that I wouldn't
touch.
part with was touch.
Physical contact is important to me.
I wouldn't want to ever part ways with the sense of touch.
There's an intimacy and a human connection in the sense of touch and being touched.
What I'm thinking at this very moment, being in my boyfriend's arms and how good that feels. And I would never want to not be able to feel that.
And there's a real human need for touch.
I really wish someone was touching me right now. I love you, the person that I'm thinking about.
Looking out for you, even when you fuck me over, you do, and we never care.
That's what we like to do.